Yesterday was the funeral of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. So our prayers today begin with a special prayer for the royal family, adapted from the Church of Scotland. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, the life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower in the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But you, Lord, are from everlasting to everlasting, and we trust in your promise never to leave us nor forsake us. Loving Lord, in this last year, through the worst of a global pandemic, we have found ourselves face to face with our own fragility and vulnerability, perhaps for the first time. It is against such a backdrop of hurt and loss that we now offer thanks for the life and service of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. Whilst some are called to the front of the stage of life, and others to more supporting roles, we rejoice in the way that he, until now, has supported Her Majesty Elizabeth our Queen through all the years of her reign. We remember too his work supporting charities, especially and most significantly for his patronage of the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme, which has benefited young people for over 60 years. We offer our heartfelt prayers for Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth and all the royal family. Comfort them in their loss, bind their wounds, and grant them the consolation of a store of treasured memories. Grant them the peace that comes from their faith and trust in you, which passes all understanding. Bring us, O Lord God, at our last awakening, into the house and gate of heaven, to enter into that gate and dwell in that house, where there shall be no darkness nor dazzling, but one equal light, no noise nor silence, but one equal music, no fears nor hopes, but one equal possession, no ends nor beginnings, but one equal eternity, in the habitations of thy glory and dominion, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, give mercy and grace to the living, rest to the departed, to your holy church peace and concord, and to us sinners glory and eternal life. For you are alive and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. These and all our prayers this Eastertide we offer in the name of Jesus, who through his life, death, and resurrection offers us hope instead of despair, life instead of death. And so may God, in his infinite love and mercy, bring the whole church, living and departed, to a joyful resurrection and the fulfilment of his eternal kingdom. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be among us and remain with us this day and always. Amen. We sing our final hymn, Christ Triumphant, ever reigning, to the tune Guiding Power.